McCain and Palin got an enthusiastic welcome in the small Ozaukee County city of Cedarburg. Palin stressed her small-town roots and blasted Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama on his former job as a community organizer and for his views on the troop surge in Iraq. McCain offered new praise of Palin, but mostly delivered his standard stump speech, except when addressing new figures showing the nation's unemployment rate rising to more than 6%.
These are tough times. There are tough times in Wisconsin. There are tough times in Ohio. There are tough times all over America. You're worried about keeping your jobs and finding a new one, struggling to put food on the table and stay in your home.
McCain touted his economic plan of holding the line on federal taxes or cutting them, slicing government spending, and opening new markets for U.S. goods and services. State Democrats say McCain made several incorrect statements about Obama's economic recovery initiative. And Eric Sperling, who was one of a small group of protesters near the McCain event in Cedarburg, says Senator McCain would just follow the failed economic policies of the Bush administration.
Yeah, I mean, some people out here, they may be a little more affluent. Majority of the country cannot take four more years, and the majority of the world can't take four more years of Bush. And that's what we're going to get with McCain.
Sperling says Senator Obama would start to reverse some of the economic damage that Sperling says has occurred over the last 8 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Cedarburg.